father. Sorry about this, Your Grace, but this is a younger generation for you. I hope you can find a job for him in the big city, cause he's totally unemployable in Oberwald. But he's a very good surgeon, even if he does have funny ideas. He's got his grandfather's hands, you know.
I can see the scars, said Vimes.
Lucky little devil, they sort of mean mine by rights, but he was old enough to go into the lottery.
You want to join the watch, Igor, said Vimes. Yes, sir. I believe Ankh-Morpork is where the future lies, sir. His father leaned closer to Vimes.
We don't mention his slight speech impediment, master, he whispered. Of course, it counts against him here, you know, in the Igor business. But I'm sure people will be kind to him in Ankh-Morpork.
Yes, indeed, said Vimes, removing his handkerchief and absent-mindedly dabbing his ear. And, this rabbit? He's eerie, sir. Good name, good name. Is that why he's got human ears all over his back? Early experiment, sir. And, the noses? There were about a dozen of them in a large screw-top pickle jar. And they were just noses. Not cut off anyone, as far as Vimes could see. They had little legs and were jumping hopefully up and down against the glass, like puppies in a pet shop window. He thought he could hear faint wee noises. The wave of the future, sir, said young Igor. I grow them in special vats. I can do eyes and fingers, too. But they've got little legs. Oh, they wither off in a few hours after they're attached, sir. And they want to be useful, my little noses. Bio-artificing for the next century, sir. None of that outmoded cutting up of old bodies. His father smacked his head again.
You see, what's the point in that, wastrel? I hope you can do something with him, master, because I've just about given up. Not worth breaking down for spares, as we say.
Vimes sighed. Still, losing small extremities was a daily hazard in the watch, and a lad was, after all, an Igor. It wasn't as if there were any normal people in the watch. He could afford to put up with a nose breeder in exchange for surgery that didn't involve screaming and buckets of boiling pitch. He indicated a box beside the young man. It was growling and rocking from side to side. You haven't got a dog too, have you? He said, trying to make it sound like a joke. That's my tomatoes, said young Igor. A triumph of modern Igoring. They grow enormously.
Only because they viciously attack all other vegetables, said his father. But I'll say this for the lad, master. I've never known anyone like him for really tiny stitching.
All right, he sounds like the man I'm looking for, said Vimes. Or close, at least. Take a seat, young man. I just hope there's going to be room in the coaches. The door to the yard swung open, blowing in a few snowflakes, and Carrot, who stamped his feet. A bit of snow overnight, but the road looks open, he said. They say there's a really big one due tonight, though, so we... Oh, good morning, sir. You're fit enough to travel, said Vimes. We both are, said Angua. She crossed the hall and stood next to Carrot. Once again, Vimes was aware of a lot of words that he hadn't heard. A wise man didn't make inquiries at a time like this. Besides, Vimes could feel the cold coming up through his feet. He reached a decision. Give me your notebook, Captain, he said. They watched him scribble a few lines. Stop at the Clax Tower and send a message on to the yard, he said, handing it back to Carrot. Tell them you're on the way. Take young Igor here with you and get him settled in, OK? And make a report to his lordship. You're not coming, said Carrot. Her ladyship and I will take the other coach, said Vimes. Or buy a sleigh. Very comfy things, sleighs. And we'll just take it a little easier. We'll see the sights. We'll dawdle along the way, understand? He saw Angua smile and wondered if Sybil had confided in her. Absolutely, sir, said Carrot. Oh, and go along to Burley and Strong in the Arms, order a couple of dozen of everything off the top of their small arms catalogue, and get them on the next mail coach due for Bonk for the personal attention of Captain Tantony. The mail coach rate will be very expensive, sir, Carrot began. I didn't want you to tell me that, Captain. I wanted you to say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ask at the gate about... Three gloomy biddies who live in a big house near here. It's got a cherry orchard. Find out the address, and when you get back, send them three coach tickets to Ankh-Morpork. Right, sir. Well done. Travel safely. I'll see you in a week. Or two. Three at the outside. All right? A few minutes later, he stood shivering on the steps.